Good morning. I'm Rachel Miro, and this is the California Report. The GOP faithful in St. Paul are packing their bags today and heading back to the home state after Senator John McCain accepted his party's presidential nomination. Our very own John Myers spent the week with the California delegation, and he joins us now to talk about the highlights of the Republican National Convention. John, how did delegates react to McCain's speech last night?
Well, Rachel, you know, I think they were excited. Obviously, it's been a big week for them. You could really sense that there was a lot more party unity on Thursday night than there was on Monday night when the convention started, since there have been a lot of questions, I think, about the McCain campaign. But they were excited and I would probably say, you know, proud, especially, you know, the folks I talked to in the California delegation, proud of their nominee.
You know, the news media took quite a beating from the podium this week over the way we've reacted to the nomination of Alaska Governor Sarah Palin for VP. And checking the newspapers this morning, it looks like political commentators have reacted to this criticism with even more editorial ridicule. How did all this play with the California Republicans you've been talking to?
Well, I think there was a real frustration. California Republicans and Republicans outside of California and other delegations here at the convention in St. Paul, a frustration and anger even, depending on who you talk to, obviously over the way that the Sarah Palin stories played, multiple stories, you know, from her qualifications for the office to the issue of her daughter's pregnancy and whether that was relevant or not. You know, there was one point in the Palin speech on Thursday where delegates around the hall turned around and pointed at all the different news organizations ringing the hall and booed at them. And, you know, there was a real frustration thinking that she had not gotten what she should have gotten in a fair shake. One of the delegates I spoke to about it was Jill Buck, who's a delegate from Pleasanton in the East Bay.
They felt like, hey, we're just getting to know her. We're getting, you know, introduced to her. Why go on the negative right at the beginning? But I think that the grace that Governor Palin showed last night, her grace under fire, even with all that media scrutiny, shows what kind of woman she is.
That was Jill Buck speaking to me on Thursday night from the floor. And I think in the end, really, a lot of the delegates thought, you know, she can rise above this. But it was a very strong, powerful reaction to the media in general, be it newspaper, television, radio reporters, or blogs and talk show hosts.
California's best-known Republican was nowhere to be seen this week in St. Paul. Where was Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Well, the governor promised not to come to St. Paul in the convention if there was no state budget, and as we know, there's no state budget. I think it would have been interesting had Governor Schwarzenegger been here, because there still is a rift between him and diehard Republicans. Most delegates from California I talked to are not happy with the governor's plan to raise the sales tax to help balance the budget. So I'm not sure he would have gotten the greatest reception. I think he would have probably gotten a better reception from Republicans elsewhere than he would have from California.
Was the budget battle in Sacramento at all on the minds of California Republicans in St. Paul?
It was, I think. And I think, it, you know, most of them, interestingly enough, really do support the position of legislative Republicans who are against tax increases. And as a result, I think they think that that's the way it should go, even though some of them privately say they don't think that's ultimately what will happen and something else will have to be done.
If you're a Republican looking to replace Schwarzenegger, you'd have to be working the crowd at the GOP convention. Who did you see shaking hands and kissing babies?
You know, there are certainly three names that are floated a lot these days, and all three of those people were here. Steve Poizner, the state insurance commissioner, Meg Whitman, the former CEO of eBay, and a top advisor to John McCain, and Carly Fiorina, the former leader of Hewlett-Packard, and also a top advisor to Senator McCain. And, you know, you could tell that all of them were there and trying to make their case, maybe in some subtle ways, maybe in some not-so-subtle ways. Certainly with Poizner and Whitman, both of them have talked a lot about, you know, what they might do after this and, you know, certainly have gotten the attention of a lot of folks. They are becoming well-known. They have personal fortunes. And especially in the case of Meg Whitman and Steve Poizner, they are both have fairly moderate beliefs. You know, they're fiscal conservatives and social moderates, and that could appeal to California voters.
John Myers, thank you so much.
Thank you.
John Myers, our Sacramento Bureau Chief, reporting this week from St. Paul, Minnesota. Catch up on all his coverage at californiareport.org. touching once again on that issue of the budget, the Sacramento Bee calls it the great budget debacle of 2008. Tomorrow will mark the latest into a fiscal year California has gone without a budget. The state constitution says legislators shall pass the budget bill by midnight on June 15th of each year. All the same, they've met the deadline only four times in the past 31 years. State educators released a progress report yesterday on how California schools are measuring up. By state standards, students are doing better than they have in the past. By federal standards, the picture isn't quite so positive. Eric Anderson of KPBS parses some of the numbers for us.
California's academic yardstick is put together by looking at a series of tests given to all of the state's students. Jack O'Connell is superintendent of public instruction. He says more schools are meeting the academic performance index target.
We are seeing more and more schools reach this threshold of achievement. In fact, 36% of our schools now meet or exceed that target of 800.
That's up from 31% the year before. O'Connell is also happy Black and Latino kids showed more improvement than their Asian and white counterparts. But he says more needs to be done to close the achievement gap. California schools didn't do so well on the federal performance measurement. Only 52% met federal No Child Left Behind improvement guidelines. That's down from 67% last year. UC Berkeley education professor Bruce Fuller doesn't like either system. He says the state's numbers reflect the pressure to show progress.
They're the ones on the front line who have to show voters and parents that kids are doing better. So their test results tend to be more optimistic. The federal system is not without its faults, but it tends to be more demanding.
Fuller calls federal expectations that every child will succeed unrealistic. He says a new system needs to be developed that creates the same standards for the state and federal government. For the California Report, I'm Eric Anderson in San Diego.
That's the California Report for Friday, September 5th, a production of KQED Public Radio. Our engineer is Danny Bringer, with additional engineering from Howard Gelman, Tom Kumkowski, and Seal Muller. Molly Samuel directed the show. The interns are Jacob Fenston, Amanda Stupai, Josh Lehman, and Alexis Kenyon. The editors are Dan Brecky and Nina Thorson. Our senior editor is Pat Flynn. The producer is Susie Racho. Ingrid Becker is the senior producer. Our news director is Bruce Kuhn. I'm Rachel Miro. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the James Irvine Foundation, expanding opportunity for the people of California and supporting the California Report since its premiere in 1995, the Walter S. Johnson Foundation, and the California Teachers Association, reminding everyone that students of all grade levels do better when families are involved in their education. Information on how to help children succeed is available at cta.org.